LOL Radio shares Jesus from RedeemedOnline.com.
During Lent, we celebrate that time where we take a time out, 40 days, and imitate what Jesus did after his baptism. He went out into the desert to fast and to pray. See, in that gospel story, we see that Satan came out to meet him. And oftentimes as Christians, we always think that Satan is the one who's the aggressor. But that's just not true if you take a closer look at this story. You see, the desert was a place where people of ancient times believed the devil lived, where Satan lived. And so when Jesus went out into the desert to pray and to fast, what he was saying was, I'm coming after you. I'm coming out to conquer, to let you know that your reign is coming to an end. And so we know that Satan's reign was pretty powerful because at one point he takes Jesus to a high mountaintop and he shows him all the kingdoms of the world. And apparently they're in his hands because he offers them to Jesus. And Jesus says, absolutely not. I'll only worship the Lord your God. And so during this Lent, I want to give you three tips as to how to keep the devil at flight. Number one, keep your focus correct. Keep your focus on Jesus Christ. See, Satan loves to be the focus, and all too often, we do make him that focus of our spiritual life. We think about him, we think we're on the defensive, but it's not true. What we need to do is focus on Jesus Christ and our relationship with him. Number two, stay rooted in prayer. You have to pray every day to build that relationship with Jesus. And number three, we have to keep rooted in the scriptures. Make scripture a part of your daily life. You see, Satan's always trying to mess with our minds. He's trying to mess with the way that we look at the world, the way we see ourselves, and the way we see others. But if every day we're turning to the scriptures and letting the gospels change our mind, then when we look at the world, we see with the eyes of Christ. Confront those things that are not of Jesus Christ, and you will keep the devil on the run.